USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials say the U.S. may have to have strict quarantines if the coronavirus keeps spreading. The head of the Infectious Diseases Unit at the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci, says on CBS it won't be like China's quarantines.
I don't imagine that the degree of the draconian nature of what the Chinese did would ever be either feasible, applicable, doable, or whatever you want to call it, in the United States.
The former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, was on CBS's Face the Nation.
To give you a basis of comparison, 2 weeks ago, Italy had 9 cases. 95% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. For South Korea, 85% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. We're entering that period right now of rapid acceleration. And the sooner we can implement tough mitigation steps, the lower the scope of the epidemic here.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Another former Democratic White House candidate is endorsing Joe Biden. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
California Senator Kamala Harris throwing her support behind the former vice president in a video posted on Sunday morning.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people, and I believe Joe can do that.
Harris saying she'll join Biden for a Monday rally in Detroit. Her endorsement of the former VP comes about a week after candidates Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg publicly came out in support of Biden. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 9,000 Tennessee residents were without power Saturday after a series of 7 tornadoes killed at least 24 people and caused damage across more than 74 miles this week. President Trump toured parts of the state on Friday and promised to take care of those affected by the storm, which has caused an estimated $2 billion in damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Time magazine is now giving Women of the Year covers for the last 100 years. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Time magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement from many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Amid the coronavirus scare, the U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February as the unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. John Clemens has more.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.